Good morning, Fort McMurray with Buffalo and the rest of the world. You've tuned in to the Mac City Morning Show. I am your host, Elliot Pierre, and we're going to start today's episode off the same way we start every episode off, with a moment of gratitude. I know you could be doing a million other things with your time, and the fact that you spend with us truly does mean the world to me. So thank you. On that note, Tanner, hit him with the intro.
How's it going, you guys? It's Jake White, JJW, coming at you from Norrell Toyota in Fort McMurray. Just wanted to say hi and come on down, check the place out.
Hi, my name's Richard. I'm the service manager here at Norrell Toyota.
Hi there, I'm Adam. I'm here at Norrell Toyota. I'm a product advisor.
Hi, I'm Cass. I'm the appointment coordinator. Happy to help you.
Hey, it's Keith Simpson here. I'm the general manager of Norrell Toyota, soon to be Fort McMurray Toyota. Pretty excited for our new dealership. As you've seen, you met all my staff. These guys are all my family. We're here to take care of you. Come on down and be part of our family.
And we are back. Big shout out to Norrell Toyota, our title sponsor for today's episode. We really do appreciate your ongoing support. As everybody at home knows, I do not introduce my guests because they can do a better job at that than myself. So can you please tell everybody at home who you are and what you're about?
Totally. I'm Shayla Williams. I am the owner of Discovery Keys Music. Mom of four kids, and I guess that's...
And we just saw the baby.
You just saw baby, yeah. I can't believe you hadn't seen her yet. I thought you had.
No.
Oh, man.
You know what I wear, not every day, but I'm going to say probably 3 out of 4 times a week, is this bracelet. Mm-hmm. And Lily, daughter, made this for me one day, and I was just like, I'm going to wear this. And she's like, really? I was like, yep. And I wear it, like, if she ever watches the podcast, like, I have this on the regular.
That's awesome. Yeah. That'll make her so happy.
Yeah. And then it broke because, like, one of the plastic came off, so I gave it to my son. So he put another one on. He's like, oh, I got you, Dada. So... Oh. Anyways, you got adorable kids.
Her thrilled. Oh, yeah. She's obsessed with Rainbow Loom. So that's like to the point that I like borderline regret getting it for her for Christmas because they end up like all over our floor.
Yeah.
And over the house everywhere. Yeah. But she loves making bracelets and stuff. So.
And when you vacuum, they're the worst.
Yes.
You just hear them go into vacuum. You're like, oh, I die a little bit inside every time.
Yeah. So you're like, cool. Awesome. Great. But yeah. Yeah. There you go.
So we've interviewed 2 of your staff already. Mm-hmm. I don't know what order or sequence these go out in. Like, I don't take care of that. I just talk. But can you explain a little bit about your organization too? Just if the people at home didn't catch the other episodes.
Yeah, absolutely. So we're a music school located in Fort McMurray. So we have piano, voice, guitar, ukulele, and violin.
Yeah.
And we also actually have art classes. We have a great lady who does art on middle school Fridays and for homeschooling as well. It's a lot of fun. And we do actually have some like online options as well. I have a couple of teachers that I've been in contact with who have been like, yeah, if you ever decide to branch out to online, I'd love to work for you. So that is something that we're looking into going, especially to reach more rural communities, because that is definitely a challenge. Like Fort McMurray alone, we have amazing teachers in Fort McMurray. Like I have to say, all the people I know who teach here, amazing quality.
Yeah.
Just great humans, great teachers, all of that. And we're still like, people can struggle to get in for lessons because there's only so many of us, right? Only so many students we can take on in a week. Mm-hmm. It's a little, now you go to rural communities where the arts are even more not necessarily, like not even at all product because not a lot of people go to a rural community to teach, right?
Right.
And so that's our goal eventually is I do want to start reaching more rural communities that don't have access to that. Mm-hmm. I do actually have a student that I teach. I know his parents when we were in youth, actually.
Okay.
And they reached out to me. They live in northern BC, the interior, and they're like, hey, could you take him on online? And I was like, because I know you guys and I like you, sure, I can do that for you. And then I was sort of thinking more and more, and I was like, you know, that's hard when you live in an area and kids can't have access to the arts, which I'm such a big believer and supporter of the arts. It is critical. They've shown that it affects child development, that it helps when you're getting older, you're told to learn a new instrument because it helps keep your brain young. Mm-hmm. And then if you can't have access to this, like that's doesn't seem fair. So that's why we do want to start reaching out into more rural communities that don't have access to an in-person teacher so that they can still access it online and have quality education still.
That's cool.
Yeah,
because it's you just go hard. Like last time we talked, you were talking about this and coming and seeing it.
Yeah.
I'm just like, oh crap, like this is a thing.
Yeah,
like,
I know.
It's wild.
Yeah.
And then like I was talking to Ben about like the deck and some of like the, issues you've had, like through permitting or through like,
this, oh,
you know,
man, so
and I'm just things. Like, wow. And so when I came in here, I was just like, oh my gosh, like the amount of work.
Yeah.
Amazing.
We've had amazing contractors, I have to say.
Oh, I love hearing that.
Yeah. They have honestly gone above and beyond and saved my butt on many occasions. Mm-hmm. There's been so many things that have come up and they've been like, hey, and I'm like, cool, awesome. How do we fix it? And they know, they always know how to fix it, which is great. And again, like they're just amazing to work with. Mm-hmm. Bobby Blunden from Blunden Construction, he was our main contractor, did a lot of the work. And yeah, really great, honest guy to work with.
Yeah.
Was very upfront about everything. Like, hey, this is going to cost this. This is what this is. Like, as a woman going into construction, I know literally nothing about it at all.
Yeah.
And we started this project, and my biggest concern was, am I going to get screwed over? Because that's what I hear all the time.
Right.
And I happen to have, I'm going to do so many plugs unintentionally. But
no, do it. Yeah.
Dan Olson from Oz Heating, his wife is a really good friend of mine. So when I first started things, I went to Dan. I was like, hey, well, obviously I need you to do my HVAC because of that. But who else do I go with? And so each person I'd approach, I'd be like, I'd call them up right after I met them. Be like, what do you think of this person? He'd be like, oh yeah, they're really good. I love them. So when I told him, what was funny is when I met with Bobby, I'd already spoken with Dan, and Dan be like, oh yeah, Bobby's a good guy. And then Bobby asked, who do you have doing your HVAC? I said, oh, Dan Olson. He went, oh, good. I like Dan. I was like, well, that's a good sign.
Yeah.
And then he went, who do you have doing your electrical? I said, oh, Fraser Electric. And he went, oh, good. I like Glenn too. So
there
I was like, you all know each other. You all like each other. Awesome. And you all are saying good things about each other. Awesome. So that helped a lot as well.
Yeah, no doubt.
Having like that they all backed each other up as well. They all were like good. And there was a couple people that there was just a couple instances where I needed to hire other people. Mm-hmm. And they actually would be like, I recommend you stay away from that particular company. Like, if you choose to, it's your decision. But just, I was like, oh, thank you.
Yeah.
Thanks for the heads up, because I don't know what I'm doing here. So that helps make, I mean, it's still been stressful and one thing after another, but at least it's one less stress to have to worry about where I'm not getting screwed over. And that made a huge difference.
I love that you're able to have a positive story about contractors, because that's few and far in between.
Yeah.
Positive divorce story.
Yeah, that's exactly it. Facts. Now, you have a new addition to your family, though, outside of the children.
Yes.
You have a new truck.
Yes, we do. Oh, man.
How do you feel about this truck? I know how Ben feels about the truck. I know exactly how he feels about it.
That's a lot.
So, okay. So, before we started dating, when I was younger, I wanted to marry a man that had a motorcycle. Not that, I just even have a boyfriend that had a motorcycle. It's like, oh, you have a motorcycle.
Yeah.
And so, when Ben and I first met, and he just mentioned in passing he had a motorcycle, I was like, I have a motorcycle? And I remember talking to my mom, I was like, I met this boy and he has a motorcycle. And my mom was like, oh, okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
Yeah. And he was the only biker that my mom did not feel nervous having her children riding with.
Oh, that's nice.
So my youngest brother, Jacob, when Ben and I got married, Jacob was six. Jacob was six at the time. Mm. And the rule was you can't be on the back of the bike until you're eight. So like the year Jacob turned eight, he was like, can I go on the motorcycle? So that's that bike's been with us for like 10 years. Mm-hmm. And yeah, he sold it and got and he's been talking about a truck for a couple of years now. And I didn't think he'd actually do it. Like, not that I didn't think he'd do it, but it was like
just a dream.
Yeah. And then he has a truck.
Yeah.
And
I showed you the picture of the truck, right?
Yeah, he loves it. It's a 1970 Ford F-100.
Yeah.
And he is so excited about his truck. So you know what? I can't fault it because we do need a truck just because of how often we need to move things that require a truck.
Yeah.
And we have needed a second actual vehicle for a while now.
Mm-hmm.
But Ben doesn't like modern vehicles.
No.
Like at all.
You mean modern vehicle? Because they're all the same.
Yeah, they are all the same now. Yeah.
But I have a Ford Explorer. I love it. I love my Explorer. We traded it. We had an Expedition, which was just for me too big. And so Ben hates it. He hates all the technology on it. And I'm like, I love it. I love that when it's cold out, I come in, I preheat it, and the seat heater is already turned on.
Yep.
Thank you. And the wheel, steering wheel is heated.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you very much. Whereas Ben loves that he can roll down the windows. Mm-hmm. But he's been fixing more and more things on it. And he's so excited about it.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I can't be upset about it because it is practical. And he can technically have the kids in the front row because there's no airbags.
Yeah.
And he has their car seats. He does have the car seats in. So I'm like,
sure.
The airbag is his arm. You just reach out.
Okay.
Yeah. It's like I have a old vehicle. I have a 1979 MG Midget. So mm-hmm. it's a British sports car. It's mm-hmm. like really low. It's small. Yeah. It's a death trap.
It's just a normal car.
Yeah, exactly. But same kind of thing. Like Keegan, I was like, I want to take Keegan in the car. And like my mother-in-law and my wife were just like,
heck no.
No, there's no airbag. There's nothing.
Yeah.
Like, I'm like, well, you know, so I talked to some police officers and I'm like, what's the rules here? Because mm-hmm. like there's no back seat to it. Mm-hmm. I don't have an airbag.
Grandfathered in.
So when Keegan got to like a certain height level, I was like, let's go for a ride in Ruby.
Yeah.
And he was pumped. But I'll tell you the same thing. I'm agreeing. At first, I wanted an old school car as my daily commuter.
Mm-hmm.
Until you drive an old school car and you're like, man, these things are pieces of garbage in regards to like...
Once you realize when you have no power steering.
Oh, you know what's funny? That's what Ben loves about it.
And I love my MG.
That's what he loves about it.
During the summer and during nice days, it's great because like you literally are driving a time machine mm-hmm. because you're just like, whoa, technology was really bad.
Yeah.
And it's fun. Yeah. But like daily, it's nice to get into like my 4Runner, close it, heated seats, wicked sound system, cruise control. I'm like, man,
we'll
I don't want
to. What happens in the winter, what he thinks. But right now, like the kids love it too. Like,
how could you not?
Well, I had the all four here today because just Ben had to do some stuff. And so he came to pick them up earlier today. And the kids all want to be here all the time.
Mm-hmm.
Which I'm like, why? You're bored. You don't get to do stuff, but okay. Mm-hmm. So Daddy came to pick them up. Willow and Simon, our two middles, were like, I don't want to go. I don't want to leave. And then I hear Ben go, you can go in the truck. We go in the truck? Okay, let's go. Well, that was an easy convincing right there.
Yeah.
So.
Motor transportation and the parental help.
Exactly. Yeah. So
it's a cool ride.
Yeah, it is. And again, it is a nice vehicle.
Mm-hmm.
So I can't. Yeah. Fault him, so.
I've seen him cruising around in a few times. Every time I see him, I text him, like, hey, I saw you cruising in your truck. And I'm like, you weren't going anywhere. He's like, you can tell. When I'm cruising, I'm just cruising. He's like, you got nowhere to be. You just wanted to drive.
Yeah, he's like, this is not a vehicle you go fast in. I'm like, okay.
Yeah.
It can.
Yeah. It actually can. It actually can get up and get fast, but
that's scary.
Well, so he figures, you know what? He didn't get this vehicle to be a racing around vehicle. He got this vehicle that he's got to run errands and he gets to enjoy his time doing it.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas me, I'm like, if A to B as fast as we can, so that we get everything in, fit everything in as much as we possibly can, and then get home.
Because you're a mom.
I was just going to say, man, I hate when you steal things out of my brain.
It's true.
I'm the same way with mine because it breaks down. That's the thing. Like, they break down. And I'll have Keegan and I'll just call and I'm like, the tow truck says it's going to be like a few hours.
Yeah.
Keegan can chill or you can come pick him up. It's your call.
Yeah.
She's like, where are you? I'm like, side of the highway. Just.
The difference is you have a British sports car from the 70s and he has a pickup truck.
Yeah.
That thing is built like a brick.
It is. Ford.
Yeah.
Ford like.
Yeah.
And yeah.
I love the color of it and the windshield. Really nice.
And did you see his new windshield? Because he got it replaced.
Oh, no.
Yeah, he got the windshield replaced. So it looks so nice and pretty.
It's huge.
I know. Yeah. And it has the old car smell too, like in a good way. Like it's like,
That's your new member.
That's our new family member.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hopefully there for many, many years to come.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah. I hope so too.
One day you'll have the bike back.
I mean, I think he will, but not till the kids are older. Because realistically, it's just not practical right now because he can't really take the kids with him on the bike.
Right.
And usually, at the very least, I'll have two and he'll have two.
Yeah.
For doing something because I will always have Ember or Yandis at the studio with me. And then if needs be, I keep Lily with me because she's easy to... I give her schoolwork and whatever. It's like, hey, do work on this.
Yeah.
Whereas it's the middle two that you're usually with him.
So, yeah. Where yeah. He can't do it on a bike. No. Definitely.
Can you imagine my three-year-old in the back of a motorcycle?
Like, yeah. Yeah.
That would be so bad.
You can.
Oh my gosh.
I'm pretty sure there's backpacks out there that Ben would be like, oh yeah, we got
the chest strap on things you can put the kid in, right?
Oh yeah, you can. Thing is, that she can get out of her like 5-point harness if she really wants to. So,
yeah.
Like,
but I know she'd want to on a bike.
That's right. Who knows?
Just like eat herself off the bike or what? Like,
Willow is a very, she likes to like test.
Yeah.
See how far she can push the boundary.
Right.
Well, she'd only do it once.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's the only time it would take to not come back from it. So let's not trial that.
That's hilarious. So one of your students was talking about going to swing dance in the next few days.
Swing dancing, yes.
And I know you guys do that as well. Is that something you still participate in?
Right now
you're like on a timeout for that?
So what she was talking about was actually Ben and I are actually teaching it.
Oh!
Yeah.
Fun!
So we have a group of young adults from our church that we... So in our church, we're LDS. And in our church, it's volunteer. So you're given like a calling, which is like an assignment that you're kind of over. That's your responsibility. So we're over the young single adults. Yeah. And do that, we make them do stuff and interact with each other. And they love to dance and learn to swing dance. And so that's our thing of... Hey guys, let's do swing dancing this Saturday. So that's what we're doing with them. We're gonna
nice.
Swing dancing. Yeah.
I got bad news. Tanner tapped his watch. That means we're out of time. But okay. Everybody gets a shameless shout out or plug. So you have the mic, the camera, the lights. Have fun.
Let's say beneficial massage therapy.
Yeah, we agree.
We promote this guy all the time on this show.
If you want a good beating, go see Ben.
Yeah, we tell everybody. I sent my mom to him.
Did you really?
That's a story.
Oh, that's hilarious.
I can't anybody that I bump into in public, I feel sore. I'm like, I got a guy. Like,
So funny story about that. Because we can sometimes, because he works from home, right? And we can sometimes hear, if somebody's really in a lot of pain, we can hear them upstairs. Well, we were upstairs making the kids clean their room. And my oldest Lily comes out and goes, Mom, Dad's really beating someone up. I can hear them in my room. And we can hear this moaning and pain upstairs in the fence. We're like, oh, man. Yeah, so that was...
Was it me?
Yeah, no, it wasn't you, actually.
Oh, okay.
It wasn't you.
Man.
This was... Yeah, I felt for that person. I went, oh, I know what you're going through right now.
Yeah.
So beneficial. And then, I mean, I already mentioned them, but Fraser Electric, Oz Heating, and London Construction. If you need great tradesmen, they're awesome.
There we go. Mm-hmm. Well, Fort McMurray, Wood Buffalo, the rest of the world, that's been another episode of the Max City Morning Show. Big shout out to Naral Toyota, as well as Carrie from Patchouli Rose and the beautiful people at Coldwell Banker. Hope everybody's having a great day, and we'll see you tomorrow. Peace.
Hi, everyone. It's Carrie with Patchouli Rose here at Thickwood Barbershop. If you're wondering what to get your loved one this season for Valentine's Day, I make an all-natural anti-aging skin serum called Good Skin. It's good for men and women, and it's available for purchase here at the barbershop, downtown at the corridor shops and events, and on my website. Thank you for your support.
Talk about quenching your ugly thirst.